From WHYY in Philadelphia.
Show of hands, who's ever considered the nature of consciousness? It's another adventure of Eleanor Amplified. When last we left our heroes weren't our heroes. Sort of.
We've switched bodies with Angela Brandt, Professor Ignomi, and Lars.
Why? I hate being a gigantic cyborg.
At least you have size. I'm just a creepy mad professor.
After searching for Dr. Gordon at his laboratory, Eleanor, Barry, and Captain Shaunery got all tangled up with the villains. And what's worse,
they stole another orb.
And they made off with our real bodies.
So we're stuck in the bad guys' bodies. They have both orbs, and we have no idea where to start looking. This is a pickle. Okay, we need ideas. What's the protocol here? Does anyone see any clues?
I can't see any clues with these gold unfeeling robot eyes.
You have robot eyes?
Yeah, I always wondered what the deal was with Laws.
Things mostly look normal, but if I blink, I get x-ray vision.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's kind of cool, right?
But think about how often you blink.
Oh, I know. Everybody check your pockets.
An excellent idea. Let's see. I've got $13, a notepad filled with what looks like movie script ideas, and several vials of a strange liquid.
Ugh. Looks like Angela's carrying a pocket calendar, a self-help book, and a purse full of gold doubloons. My word.
Lars has a screwdriver, an oil can.
Because you're a robot.
And a picture of a kitten. But I feel nothing. Why?
Laws, Barry, calm down. You have emotions. You're feeling sad right now, right?
Yes.
And a certain sense of existential dread?
Yes.
There you go. You're not all cold, unfeeling robot.
I have a question. If you're Eleanor, why do you have an accent? And where did my accent go?
Yeah, I was wondering about that too, but let's not spend too much time on it.
Please, we are no closer to finding our real bodies.
Look, we need help. Let's call Mr. Richmond. He'll know what to do.
Yes, Mr. Richmond, of course.
Fan out. Find a phone.
Does anyone still have a landline?
My phone is still with my body, and none of these villains seem to carry any form of communication, much less phones.
Over here, Dr. Gordon's desk phone.
Great. Call Mr. Richmond. Use the direct line.
Right.
Arthur Richmond here. What do you want?
Mr. Richmond, it's me, Eleanor.
Eleanor, you sound... Hey, wait a minute. This is Angela Brandt.
No, boss, listen.
And you're that big cyborg henchman. What's the meaning of this?
Mr. Richmond, please. This is Eleanor and Barry.
No. This is some evil scheme. Well, it's not gonna work.
No, stop. Our bodies...
I don't want to hear about your bodies. When I see Eleanor, I'm gonna tell her all about this.
No, Eleanor isn't Eleanor.
Okay, well then, who is Eleanor? You, Brandt?
Yes.
Nice try. I bet you've even got that mad Professor Ignomi there too, don't you?
Well, sort of.
Ah, I knew it! Now don't call this number again, you scoundrels, you swindlers, you super villains!
Okay, does anybody else have an idea?
Eleanor, Angelinor.
Do not call me that.
You said Brandt was carrying a date book. What's in it?
Oh, yes. Good thinking. Here's today's date. It reads, steal second orb from Dr. Gordon's lab. Check that off the list. Next, bring orb to Vincent.
Who's Vincent?
I don't know. The only Vincent I can think of is Vincent von Zwack.
But he can't still be alive. That's impossible.
Yeah. Wait, listen to this. Later today, she's written, Megablurg executive committee meeting, and then over that she wrote, skip.
Okay, it sounds like a boring corporate meeting.
So boring.
Yes, but this is Megablurg we're talking about. It's an evil company controlled by the Omicron Gammas.
Wait, Eleanor, are you suggesting espionage?
You want us to spy on Megablurg?
We've got pretty darn good disguises.
But what if the real Angela Brett shows up?
She's skipping the meeting. And besides, this is our only chance to get some clues as to what they're really up to.
This sounds like a harebrained scheme that's destined to fail. I love it.
But what if something goes wrong, or...
Barry, how can we fail? You're a two-ton cyborg henchman. Captain Shaughnessy's a creepy-looking maniacal professor. And I'm Angela Brantz.
Welcome to Megablurg, formerly FaceBlurg, formerly Megablurg, a subsidiary of the Gamma Group, an OG company.
Just remember to keep your cool.
Right.
Just gotta act like a boss. Just gotta act like a boss. You!
Oh, yes, Miss Brett.
Tell me where the executive committee is meeting.
But don't you already know?
Now!
Oh, yes, Miss Brett. It's right this way. I'm on my way to the committee meeting myself. Top floor as always. Right, Miss Brett? Professor? Robot man?
You're quite young to be an executive. What's your name?
Monroe Hampshire, Miss Brett. I just graduated from the Brunswick Academy.
Oh, right.
Shush. Of course. Nice to, meet you.
We, actually had lunch together yesterday.
I ate 5 lunches yesterday, newbie. Be more specific.
Oh, yes. Sorry, Miss Brett. I didn't mean to presume.
No need to stand, everyone. We'll just take seats back here.
Well, hello, Miss Angela Brand.
Lord Brimlaw here? Of course, you're on the executive committee.
Yes, I wouldn't miss this meeting. Come up here, sit next to me. We're about to start the video conference.
Certainly.
Greetings, Megablurg executives.
It is us, your corporate overlords.
Hail, Omicron Gammas!
What?
Huh? We didn't hear you.
Hail, Omicron Gammas!
Can you hear us?
You're cutting out.
You, new kid, fix the video.
At once, Mr. Brimlord, sir.
That's Lord Brimlord to you.
Hello? Hail, Omicron Gammas?
Oh, that's better.
Now we've got it.
So say it already.
Hail, Omicron Gammas!
Good. Now, who's there? Everyone introduce yourselves.
I shall begin. I am Lord Brimlaw Esquire, a lawyer, a magician, and a conqueror of worlds.
I am Monroe Hampshire. I just graduated from the Brunswick Academy.
I'm Smash Heartstone, executive director of Awesome. Beep Boop Business, Power, and Power Business.
Hello, my name is Gnomy, something of a professor. I know that, I'm also pretty creepy. Yes, continue.
My name is My name is Lars Dorso. I am half robot and half gigantic henchman.
And I am Angela Brandt, the CEO of Megablurg. I lie, cheat, and steal all the time.
Angela Brandt? Hey, Angie, we thought you were skipping this meeting.
Yeah, you were supposed to be taking care of that other thing.
Like stealing that other thing?
Like the big glowing orb for us?
Yes, we did. All done.
So where is it?
Oh, it's safe. Don't worry.
We definitely have it, though.
Yes, absolutely.
Fine. Just make sure we get it. We need it for Project Crystallia.
Hoscratch, not now.
Oh, right. Put a pin in that for now.
But back to you, Angie. This is awkward because this meeting is about you.
Me? But you love me.
Yes, Angie. It's not personal.
It's business.
Your business. Megablurg, which is actually our business.
All right, sure. Megablurg. Making evil and making money, am I right?
You wish.
Yeah, Angie, you call Megablurg evil? I mean, it's okay.
It's average.
But the money. I assume the money part was...
Oh, plenty of money.
Yes, it's incredibly profitable. Off the charts.
We don't care about money.
We have money, Angie.
But...
Every tech company is evil. I mean, you can't swing a cat.
It's boring.
Yeah, go big or go home, Angie.
Which brings us to this meeting.
We want someone to fix Megablurg.
We were going to do this behind Angela's back, but since she's here...
You might as well participate in something we're calling...
Boardroom Cage Match!
This is your chance, executives, to slam the C-suite.
To crush the conference room.
To mutilate the meeting. You get it. You see where we're going.
Here's how it works. We're going to leave you alone for 10 minutes.
It's a transparent psychological power move to mess with your head.
When we get back, one of you will be the leader. But you'll have to convince us. The clock starts now.
Well, I'd like to propose that we...
Quiet, college boy. Smash Hardstone's gonna take this home. All right, this is mine.
You don't threaten me, Smash Hardstone. I've conquered stronger wills than yours.
You coming at me, bro? Huh, you coming at me, Brim Dude? You taking a nibble on the Smash Apple, my friend?
Why don't we all step back for a minute?
Yeah. Here we go.
Amateur move, Brent.
What?
Trying to set the agenda, Brent Amigo?
Well, what would you do to fix Megablurg?
Oh. He's attempting to steal your ideas, Smash.
That right, Tin Can?
No, I didn't hear your idea.
Then what's your idea?
I don't have an idea.
Ooh.
He fell for it.
You got him, bro. First point to the college boy.
Nailed it.
Barry, what have you done?
I don't know.
You just admit it, you don't know something? Just quit now, bro!
Now, I must point out, I have the most evil qualifications of anyone here. I'm a lawyer, duh. I have twice your experience, Hearthstone, and I think my resume speaks for itself evilly.
Hmm, that's so.
Why are you standing up? Where are you going?
I think better on my feet, Limmore.
Brimlor!
Whatever. That really is interesting what you said, Limbor. Twice my experience, huh? So you have 200% of my experience?
Yes.
I have 50% of your experience.
Yes?
Interesting. Look, I don't have an agenda here, but it sounds like you've been around for a while. You're pretty old?
I'm a mature adult.
You're old. You're an old person with old ideas, and that's fine. Hey, I'm on your side. And about your resume?
Yes, my evil resume. Yes. Yes.
If I remember, Limbor, you conquered a make-believe medieval village, correct?
I conquered a make-believe medieval kingdom. Get it right.
Uh-huh. Make-believe. So, not real, fictitious? The opposite of non-fiction, fantastical?
You're saying the same thing.
All right, Limbor, I'll break it down for you. Brass tacks. You're not a leader. We need to break down the silos here and do more with less. I mean, it is what it is, but right now let's just set ourselves up for success. Look at it from 10,000 feet. You can shift the paradigm, grab the low-hanging fruit, and not overthink it.
I don't know. What?
Talk to me later offline, but right now I need you to row. Row the boat harder. Harder. You got it? Oh, one more thing. Synergy. Mic drop.
Yeah. A mortal blow!
Amazing! That was incredible!
I never saw it coming!
Are you all right, sir?
Don't look at him, kid. You might catch his failure.
Well, that was all very horrifying.
Isn't there a way to collaborate on this so that no one has to lose?
If we work together, we could present the strongest idea.
We gain nothing by tearing each other down.
Wow, I never thought of it like that. What a great idea.
Really?
Definitely. Hey, college boy, do me a favor. Could you just get up and lock those doors?
Of course, Smash.
I don't know who these imposters are, but these are not evil executives, and that is not Angela Brand.
Whoa, talk about a hostile takeover. What will the shareholders think? Can Eleanor and her friends negotiate a better deal? Or will their stock tank like a late 90s search engine? Join us next time to see if Eleanor makes it out of the private sector in another adventure of Eleanor Amplified.
Support for Eleanor Amplified is provided by the Sutherland Family Charitable Fund.